En ce début d'année, le système de santé de la province de l'Alberta traverse une période de forte pression. Les hôpitaux et surtout les services d'urgence font face à une situation qui se détériore avec une hausse marquée du nombre de patients et des délais d'attente de plus en plus longs. Une réalité qui met à l'épreuve le personnel médical et les capacités du réseau. À cette pression déjà existante s'ajoute la saison grippale et la circulation accrue des virus respiratoires qui entraînent une augmentation des consultations à l'urgence, notamment à Edmonton et à Calgary. La médecin hygiéniste en chef de l'Alberta, la docteure Vivienne Stortup, a fait le point sur l'état actuel de la saison des virus respiratoires.
I want to speak directly to Albertans about how the respiratory virus season is unfolding in our province. We continue to monitor influenza A, B, COVID-19, and RSV, and I want to share what we're seeing right now and what Albertans can do to protect themselves and one another. This season, Alberta experienced an exceptionally large wave of influenza A, H3N2. Over the course of December, influenza A activity rose steeply and placed significant pressure on emergency departments, congregate care sites, and care providers across the province. But there's some encouraging news. Early indicators suggest that influenza A activity has reached its peak. We are now seeing test positivity rates decline, case counts are beginning to fall, and the number of Albertans admitted to hospital with influenza A is starting to drop.
Lors d'une conférence de presse tenue plus tôt aujourd'hui, le ministre des services hospitaliers et chirurgicaux de l'Alberta, Matt Jones, a fait le point sur la pression qui pèse actuellement sur les hôpitaux et les services d'urgence de la province.
I want to take a few minutes to provide an update on the activity in our hospitals and the steps we are taking collectively to support safe and reliable care across the province. Our major hospitals, especially in Calgary and Edmonton, have been experiencing significant pressures over the last several weeks. Emergency departments have and are seeing higher volumes of respiratory illness, more complex patient needs, as well as the usual winter illnesses that increase demand across urgent and emergency care. Inpatient units have been operating at high capacity, and teams have been working around the clock to keep patients moving. I sincerely thank them for their critical work. The government of Alberta and our health agencies and service providers have been actively coordinating a province-wide response daily that has seen all sectors of the healthcare system cooperate to create capacity and free up resources.
Le ministre des services hospitaliers et chirurgicaux de l'Alberta est revenu plus en détail sur les mesures mises en place pour faire face à la pression croissante dans les hôpitaux. Il a notamment expliqué comment, dans la région d'Edmonton, le réseau de la santé tente de préserver la capacité des services d'urgence et d'améliorer la circulation des patients dans un contexte marqué par la saison des virus respiratoires, la grippe et une demande de soins en hausse constante.
In the Edmonton area, hospitals are implementing measures to preserve emergency department capacity and improve patient flow. These include accelerating discharges and transfers where appropriate, upfront diversion to recovery and social supports, limiting non-essential inbound transfers, dedicating 336 beds specifically for respiratory virus season, transitioning alternate level of care patients to more appropriate care settings to free up hospital beds, and opening designated surge bases to manage increased demand. I'm pleased to share that this work has resulted in the system only needing to rebook a handful of surgeries, 8 this calendar year. For perspective, our system performs roughly 6,000 surgeries per week. Hospital and emergency department pressures are very real. Along with the seasonal rise in respiratory virus season, our high population growth, our aging and more medically complex population, and even cold weather all exacerbate these pressures.
Il a toutefois insisté sur le fait que le gouvernement ne relâche pas ses efforts et poursuit des investissements majeurs afin de renforcer durablement le système de santé tant à Edmonton qu'à Calgary et ailleurs dans la province.
These early signs are encouraging. We're down to 675 respiratory virus patients from the late December peak of about 1,000, and our emergency inpatients have dropped by 100 week over week, down from peaking in the mid-500s. As conditions improve, we're not slowing down. We're strengthening the system to ensure it's resilient now and into the future. Through the Acute Care Action Plan, Alberta is adding more than 1,000 hospital beds in Edmonton and Calgary, including new bed towers here in Edmonton at the Grey Nuns and Misericordia and at the South Health Campus in Calgary, which will expand regional capacity and designated surge spaces that can be activated during high demand periods like respiratory virus season. We've also announced the site for the standalone Stollery Children's Hospital, and we continue to build the Red Deer Regional Hospital expansion. We are also expanding community-based care, key to moving additional alternate level of care patients and key to freeing up hospital beds.
David Diamond, président-directeur général par intérim d'Acute Care Alberta, l'organisme chargé de superviser les soins hospitaliers et la capacité des urgences en Alberta, est venu dresser un portrait de la situation actuelle dans les hôpitaux, notamment en ce qui concerne l'occupation des lits, la pression sur les services d'urgence et les mesures mises en place pour assurer l'accès aux soins pendant la saison des virus respiratoires.
As Minister Jones has talked about, the province Alberta is currently navigating a particularly challenging respiratory season, which has placed considerable pressure on an already stressed emergency departments across the province. And we understand that in the front lines in hospitals, this has been a very difficult time, and we appreciate the ongoing work that frontline folks, particularly in emergency departments around the province, have done to care for Albertans. These challenges, of course, are not unique to Alberta. Acute care systems across the country and around the world are grappling with these same impacts. I'm here today to provide a bit of an overview of where we currently sit in terms of overall system capacity and to outline what actions Acute Care Alberta has been taking and currently are taking to ensure that all Albertans get the care that they need when they need it. Firstly, at the moment, I think as of this morning, our inpatient occupancy in the province's large hospitals is at 102%.
Face aux défis de services d'urgence, les responsables de la santé de l'Alberta ont détaillé des mesures concrètes mettant l'accent sur la gestion du triage et les pressions liées aux hospitalisations.
To be aware of is a provision under the Alberta Evidence Act, which allows us to look in a very broad way about what happened in a certain event that was not as we would expected within healthcare. And so the reason it's protected is because we want everyone to be able to speak freely about what happened. We talked to a number of people who were involved in the care, as well as experts in emergency medicine. When we do a QAR such as this, we're not speaking directly to those recommendations because that's under the which is called Section 9 of that Act. But broadly, the recommendations speak to things that we noticed in the system that are many of the things that you've heard already, and certainly the triage liaison physician, which is what Minister spoke to earlier, is an important part of kind of how we're going to move forward. And so the other recommendations broadly are addressing some of the things that we know are pressures, such as emergency inpatients in emergency.
Ici Lucas Lujuma, CFED Radio Cité pour l'hygiène.